puberty blocker manufacturer gave nearly $100,000 to Endocrine Society. By Spencer Lindquist on August 5, 2022. AbbVie, the pharmaceutical company that manufactures a drug that is used as a puberty blocker, has given nearly $100,000 to the Endocrine Society, which recommends puberty blockers for gender dysphoric youth. AbbVie gave the Endocrine Society $35,000 in 2019, $20,000 in 2020, and a whopping $54,095 in 2021, for a total of $99,095 across the three-year time span. The payments came in the form of corporate sponsorships and scholarships. The Endocrine Society is a global community of physicians and scientists dedicated to accelerating scientific breakthroughs and improving patient health and well-being, according to its website. It provides news on research pertaining to endocrinology and offers trainings on a variety of related subjects. AbbVie is the manufacturer of Lupron Depot, which is commonly used off-label as a puberty blocker. Lupron Depot can cost nearly $2,000 for just a one-month supply and has been used to chemically castrate sex offenders. AbbVie is currently being investigated by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for allegedly advertising Lupron for off-label use without disclosing risks. The Food and Drug Administration recently warned that puberty blockers could have adverse side effects that include vision loss and swelling of the brain. The Endocrine Society, which has received funding from AbbVie, has encouraged the use of puberty-blocking drugs for children who are attempting to change their sex. A clinical practice guideline published in 2017 from the organization titled Gender Dysphoria/Gender Incongruence Guideline Resources tells healthcare professionals, "We suggest that adolescents who meet diagnostic criteria for GD/gender incongruence fulfill criteria for treatment and are requesting treatment should initially undergo treatment to suppress pubertal development." More recently, the organization has doubled down on their support for medical attempts at performing sex changes on children. A position statement from 2020, created in partnership with the Pediatric Endocrine Society, reads, "Medical intervention for transgender youth and adults, including puberty suppression, hormone therapy and medically indicated surgery, is effective, relatively safe, when appropriately monitored, and has been established as the standard of care." The statement goes on to say federal and private insurers should cover such interventions as prescribed by a physician, as well as the appropriate medical screenings that are recommended for all body tissues that a person may have. Breitbart News previously uncovered that AbbVie has given $125,000 to Pediatric Endocrine Society between 2017 and 2021. The Endocrine Society also has a transgender research and medicine special interest group, which hosts training sessions regarding puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and other practices that are used to aid a children's attempt to change their sex. The special interest group's leadership team includes Dr. Joshua Safer, who Breitbart News reported has received financial compensation from a different company that also makes a drug used off-label as a puberty blocker. Safer is the director of the Transgender Clinic at Mount Sinai, which offers puberty blockers to children. The co-founder and director of the Child and Adolescent Gender Center at the University of California, San Francisco has also received compensation from the puberty blocker company, Breitbart News revealed. The Adolescent and Gender Center assists in children's attempts to change their sex and offers puberty blockers as a treatment. In addition to funding medical organizations, Breitbart News also found that AbbVie is one of the sponsors of an activist organization called the Gender Cool Project. The organization secures high-profile media appearances for children who are attempting to change their sex with the hopes of normalizing child transgenderism. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.